Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for July 5th, 2010. I am Martin Drummond, and we're looking at the topic today of which way is your spirit pointed? It was such a simple verse, but it spoke volumes to me this morning. It's from Proverbs 18:14. It says this: "The human spirit can endure in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear?" When I read these words this morning from the book of Proverbs, recorded in today's reading from the 1-Year Bible, I thought of people I've known who persisted mightily against incredibly difficult physical obstacles, and who were blessed with freedom from so many of the illnesses and handicap chains that once bound them. Between physical therapy, family encouragement, bountiful prayer, and a stubborn determination that more good living and fruitfulness awaited them, people such as my dad, George Drummond, overcame great obstacles. Now, my dad faced colon cancer that nearly killed him. He encountered repeated leg blood clots that caused pain and immobility. He suffered a massive brainstem stroke that left him on a breathing machine for a time and in a rehab hospital for 6 months. And then there have been more hard falls in recent years than I can count that broke bones and tore ligaments. Yet through it all, if Dad could get to church, even if in a wheelchair, that's where he was going to go. And if he could pick up a phone to call people and encourage them to join him on Sundays, that's what he was going to do. And he still does. At 84 years of age. You see, despite all the health-crushing events in his life, his spirit has not been crushed. He's still loved by God, by his family, and church friends. He knows that his efforts for others still make a difference in their lives. Yes, he'd rather not be living in an assisted living center where he is dependent on the care of others. But he's got his faith, his dignity, and his determination. You see, he's got a purpose for living: to love God, love family, love friends, and encourage them toward being more like Christ. Like each of us, he's not perfect in every word and deed, but he's faithful in pointing people toward the one who is perfect. All who know Dad will agree that he has an enduring human spirit that welcomes the day, even when times seem dark, on a 24/7 basis. Because of serious health issues faced by my mom, she lives on the nursing home side of the center. He's facing another burden that could easily drag down his spirit. But Dad still has pep in his phone voice and finds reasons to be glad he's alive and helping others. That's so good. His human spirit is enduring in sickness, in disappointments, and in fears. I hope to be the same should I face the same in the winter of my life. I'm sure that Dad gains new motivation toward that enduring spirit whenever he sees the center's residents, who seemingly have given up on enjoying life and in looking for ways to impact their corners of the world. You've seen such people in nursing homes, and it's quite sad. Hallways and lunchrooms with blaring TVs are filled with people imprisoned by crushed spirits. Too many times, it appears they've already stopped living and have consigned themselves to simply existing. Please, my friend, call somebody today who's facing tough health issues, but who is still living with purpose. Pour encouragement into their lives so that they have additional incentive to remain focused on serving God. It's the greatest spirit-strengthening strategy possible for them and for you. As always, I love you, Martin.